People want credible reports. They want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A lot of people won't be able to handle a lot of the truth, but I can tell you right now, I have gathered great information for you, Sarah, on the show. But it comes back to the CCP virus. It was unleashed in China. It is fully the purpose of the Chinese Communist Party. They have covered it up. They have lied about it. They unleashed it. Kill, murder, slaughter, destroy, rob people of their dignity, create slaves. The reason why people do not see it is because the communist regime is the master of deception about it, and now has infected and unleashed this pandemic, which is not a hoax. It is a terrible, terrible virus that has caused millions of Chinese deaths in China, which is going to come out very soon, even more so. I wanted to hint at it, but I'm going to tell you right now, there are the death toll is massive. And look.
With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Li stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Mitch Gerber coming back to the program. He has dedicated the last couple decades of his life helping the Falun Gong practitioners in China with the forced organ harvesting and really bringing that to light. But all of his intel and everything that's going on, he has a lot of contacts in China and understands what's really going on with this virus and how many people actually, I mean, we all know that China's lying, and they're massively lying. There are millions of people dead. And he talks about it. He talks about the communist regime. We're talking about what the global power struggle is. You know, if you watch it, our mainstream media, for those of you who can stand it, you can tell there's like two factions fighting about China. One is really cozying up next to him, and the other is saying this is the Chinese fault and so forth. But he talks about what really happened based on his intels with this virus, this bioweapon, that the WHO knows it's a bioweapon. And he also talks about the head of WHO, who he really is. This is a great interview to give you some good information on and intel from good sources on what's really happening in China, because we're being lied to. And for my patrons, I also have this book called The 9 Commentaries on China. I'll supply that for you. It is something that you can go to too, and he explains how you can get that book for yourself. Otherwise, I'll be supplying it to my patrons. So if you're a patron, you'll be able to get that on my Patreon account. And for others, thank you so much for being a patron. As you may know, YouTube completely shut down my channel, not just specific videos. They decided to shut my whole channel off on monetization. Don't know what I did. I've had top people on my show, especially with this virus. I've been having top doctors I could find, and
they shut it off. So apparently only the mainstream sources get to talk about real news. If I was doing cat videos and makeup tutorials, then they'll let me do whatever I want. But if I have serious doctors who are very good in the field, I feel like I'm a professional. I've been very good at things that I've done, and I bring others that are very good and smart and are working towards helping humanity. But our voices can't be heard because we're too controversial. Other people can. They can talk about the same stuff as us. But they're official and we're not, even though we're damn good at what we do. And so shame on them for not allowing some of the best people in the world to come onto my show and tell us what they think is going on. And we can only listen to certain individuals that you deem as okay and appropriate for the public. That's BS. And so getting back to why I thank my patrons. Patrons, I'm very thankful. And those of you who support my show in other ways, as far as buying products from my affiliates, all those things, I just really appreciate you so much. And you can go to my Patreon at patreon.com/Sarah Westall. People who join can also get 10% off on the C60 gel caps and the fat saving tetragen, and also a 15% off on Defy Time right now, because with so much going on, they just gave us a 15% off. They want to keep their sales going, and so they offered us a 15% off, and that's a huge discount for Defy Time. So anyways, thank you so much, and let's get into this really important interview with Mitch Gerber. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to be here with you.
You have a lot of experience with China, and you've worked there for decades. Specifically, you were working with the organ trafficking, with Falun Gong, practitioners. But since then, because of your experience and all your connections, you have a pretty good insight and information about what's really going on with this virus and how they have been lying to the public, their government has. Can you tell us what you know as far as how they've been lying? And then I'm going to ask you a little bit more about their connections to WHO. But what are they doing? How are they lying to the world?
This is a very interesting question, because what they've been doing is they've been trying to cover up this virus and blame everybody else, from the Americans to other countries around the world, spreading like wildfire, like in Italy and Iran. But it comes back to the CCP virus. It was unleashed in China. It is fully the purpose of the Chinese Communist Party. They have covered it up. They have lied about it. They unleashed it. And I have been banned from China. I have nothing to sell. I have been 20 years dedicated to expose forced live organ harvesting and child trafficking in China. I'm in Vietnam right now, where we are heavily locked down, military lockdown, curfews. We cannot even be together more than one person at a time, 2 meters apart from each other. And I can tell you that when the world came to learn about this outbreak, in January 2nd, around January 2nd, January 4th, the World Health Organization knew full well about this in China, went to investigate what was going on in China, and they knew about the human-to-human interaction of this virus. And there were at least two well-known doctors at the time in the Wuhan Central Hospital during the outbreak, the whistleblower, Dr. Wing Liang, and the whistle provider, Dr. Aing Fen. And AI is the emergency room director who saw a SARS coronavirus positive test report for the patient on December 30th of 2019. Now, you can see my eyes, I'm looking down, because I've gathered a lot of information. People want credible reports. They want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A lot of people won't be able to handle a lot of the truth, but I can tell you right now, I have gathered great information for you, Sarah, on the show. And basically, the coronavirus positive test report for a patient on December 30th was sent to about eight doctors, and this report immediately circulated in the circle of the eight doctors that included Lee. And the reaction was almost instantaneous, that at 10:20 p.m., we actually got the information the exact time, the hospital sent a message conveying a Wuhan Health Commission notice that anything about the unknown pneumonia shouldn't be made public. So they tried to conceal it back then. 1 hour later, the hospital sent another similar notice. Then on January 2nd, I, one of the doctors, was called to the hospital office and was rebuked by the hospital official, who also conveyed all orders from higher authorities. And he didn't talk about the virus afterward, not even to her husband until January 20th. But then Lee, and there was a doctor who died from the virus, and seven other doctors were who were considered whistleblowers got more serious punishment. And they were censored, and not only by hospital officials, but by the police by January 3rd. The censorship effort turned out to be very successful, and all the doctors who knew about the outbreak kept silent. So they've been covering this up since January 3rd, Sarah.
So they had eight doctors that knew. Lee, I think he was killed. I mean, he got sick, but he died. And then the other seven were censored. But you said it was even more serious than being censored. What happened to them?
Like many people in China, they get sent off to re-education centers. They get sent off to prisons. Anyone who goes against the communist regime is censored, taken away, killed. And the cover-up and censorship had begun before I, one of the doctors, shared the test report. And an esteemed senior doctor named Zhong Nangshan was used to manage part of another cover-up. Zhong went to Wuhan on January 19th, but before he left Wuhan to go to Beijing the next day, he announced that the virus was capable of human-to-human transmission, which authorities at different levels had denied. And this is when, around the time, the World Health Organization under Tedros, the Director Secretary General of the World Health Organization, they made investigations and they contacted the CCP and were made aware of this. But yet they have covered it up as well and colluded with the Chinese Communist Party. And they have actually blood on their hands. Tedros is a communist Marxist official infiltrated by the communist regime in his own town, Addis Ababa, before coming becoming the Secretary General. He has covered up three cholera outbreaks in Addis Ababa, but because he was given so much millions of dollars and bribe money, he has been kept quiet.
You have proof of this bribe money that he's gotten. Who does he get it from? The Chinese Communist Party?
Oh, wow. Well, another article that I brought up, China has worked tirelessly, more of my intel. China has worked, the CCP, we cannot say China because China is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. For the last 50 years, China, the Chinese people, the Chinese government has been controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And the Chinese Communist Party has been working tirelessly behind the scenes in lobbying, ensuring the election of Tedros, who previously served in the government of the Marxist and violently repressive Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. And this gruesome movement was responsible for gross human rights abuses such as torture, repression, and electoral fraud. So why did China push so hard for Tedros? The ex-revolutionary tenure is merely part of a broader CCP strategy to take over the international organizations, to reshape the international system to accommodate its political and economic interests. So basically take over the United Nations, take all over the World Health Organizations, and just reign supreme. And there's a very interesting understanding that when Tedros was bribed by the Chinese communist regime, basically became the puppet for China, because of his Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front was already a patsy for the CCP. And the reason why, and this is the evidence, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia is known as the city that China built, with the CCP funding the construction of everything from the metro system to highways, skyscrapers throughout the city, as well as the $200 million headquarters of the African Union established in Addis Ababa. The degree of Chinese ownership extends also throughout the country. When the Ethiopia Djibouti railway was built, the Export-Import Bank of China backed the project with $3.3 billion in loans and 400 Chinese investment products and projects valued at more than $4 billion and are in full operation in the country, Sarah. So this guy, Tedros, who sits on the head of the World Health Organization, has been colluding ever since with the communist regime.
Well, and it's become really clear. I mean, it is scary that our country is becoming very communist driven as well. I mean, it scares the hell out of me. I've seen some personal interaction. But the Chinese people themselves aren't, I don't, like you said, they've been taken over by this communist. There's a lot of people, they're factions inside of China and Hong Kong. Now, do you think when they unleashed this virus, did they do it on purpose? And was it a means to start to shut down protesting?
Absolutely. You nailed it. The Chinese Communist Party is on the verge of collapse. Whether people want to believe it or not, that's up to them. The research, the intel, the confirmation is all there. This is a power grab. This is because the Chinese Communist Party is on the verge of collapse. This is a reign of terror that has terrorized the Chinese people, has controlled tyrannically China, has wiped out 5,000 years of Chinese culture and tradition, has destroyed 100 million people, more than two world wars combined, has sent hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong, Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, Catholics, and Tibetan Buddhists to state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while alive, selling the organs for the most healthiest organs in the world illegally without any consent for massive products, profits, excuse me, and then selling and then burying the bodies. And yes, as you were saying, this is a cover-up. This is a ploy to either go to war or and to power grab the society, because the political, economic, and social realms of China are finished. They are collapsed, especially when Trump smashed them with it, with tariffs and a trade war. Now, the Communist Party and Davos, a lot of these guys, the Bilderberg Group, the elitists, the globalist cabal, are all responsible. They have all blood on their hands. There is a slave society and there is a free society. What we are living in America right now is on the verge of a slave society. They've turned it into a consumer slave market, where the entire consumer market in America and in Europe and other places in the world have been funded off the institutionalized slavery system of mainland China. And that was sold down the line. American manufacturing was sold down the line in the 1990s by Bill Clinton in the NAFTA agreements. So our entire manufacturing base was wiped out and sold off to the slave labor China. What you're seeing, as you mentioned, in the West with the radical left and the cultural Marxism that is infiltrated and poisonly twisted the minds of a lot of left and liberal students and the Democratic Party as well, is from the Communist Chinese manifesto. Socialism is the forerunner to communism. It's the trap to get into communism. So all this nonsense about promoting socialism and giving you free healthcare and free this and free that, it's a trap to basically terrorize and tyrannically control what you are and take away the guns and take away your free speech. So yes, absolutely, Sarah, you nailed it. It's to wipe out any free democracy, any free normal society, and instill it with a Chinese communist-style system in order for control. And this communist-style virus, which is the CCP virus, unleashed by their own BSL-4 lab. Now, people can talk about if it's a bioweapon. In the future, we'll know more about this. But it was, whether accidentally or intentionally, this came from Wuhan, this came from China, and this is covered up and lied by the culprit of this virus, the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I get concerned because it seems that there is a concerted effort by the World Health Organization and by our own CDC and our, you know, powers that be worldwide to use this as an opportunity for a power grab and to reestablish their control. And but the problem is this is a real disease and a real virus that we have to deal with. So are you seeing them use this as their opportunity to regain and reestablish control?
Absolutely. As noted by assistant to the U.S. president, Peter Navarro, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has a broad strategy to gain control over the 15 specialized agencies of the United Nations. So the communist regime already leads four of the United Nations specialized agencies, while no other country leads more than one. Last week, the CCP lost a bid to head the World Intellectual Property Organization, a particularly brazen attempt given China's position at the forefront of intellectual property theft. So the communist regime wants to do everything in its power to take control and destroy the civilization, the normal world of America, which is a normal, prosperous, functioning world in terms of free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to free press. But as you've seen, step by step by step, that power has been taken away. So yes, they are trying to get everything they can to destroy the free world, as you said, and make this into a communist-style system, for sure.
Well, the City of London and the globalists that have been attacking the United States for decades as well, are they involved with this coup? Because they have been investing in China for decades now.
Yes, absolutely. There was a the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. This is a great. This is so much information. I've been doing this for 20 years. It's so hard to pack everything in for 2 years, broadcast. But the communist regime, there's a great publication for your avid China researchers out there who really want the truth and nothing but the truth and statistics. The 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, it's a free publication at www.ninecommentaries.com. There is a section about how the Chinese Communist Party uses economic interests to pressure Western countries. So many people believe that trade with China will promote human rights, freedom of speech, and democratic reform in China. But the CCP behaves like the mafia by playing the economic card in foreign diplomacy. So whether China's aircraft manufacturing contract is given to France or the United States or Britain, depends on which country keeps quiet on the CCP's human rights issues. So many Western businessmen and politicians are driven and controlled by economic profits from China. And some information technology companies like Google, Yahoo, YouTube, Cisco Systems from North America, even Microsoft, have supplied specialized products to the CCP for blocking the internet. And there's a very interesting fact, Sarah, that according to the data from China's Ministry of Commerce, by the end of April 2004, and that's about almost 20 years or 15 years ago, China has seen a total of $990 billion of foreign direct investment in various contracts. The huge blood transfusion to the CCP's economy from foreign capital is apparent, but in the process of investment, foreign capital does not bring the concept of democracy, freedom of human rights, or fundamental principles to Chinese people. So the communist regime is like a blood-sucking parasite. It sucks the marrow out. It promises deals all over the world. And as you were saying, the British government, a lot of governments around the world have been hijacked and have turned their backs. Especially Davos, the countries that are at the World Economic Forum in Sweden. They have all blood on their hands. They have the international bankers, the global cabal like George Soros, the Rockefellers, the international banks. They have all colluded with the Chinese Communist Party, just like the United Nations that have remained silent on the forced organ harvesting and have been going on for years now, and the World Health Organization is remaining silent and covering up this pandemic that has caused. I mean, if I tell you the real numbers in China, I mean, they're burning bodies 24/7, 40 incarceration ovens, Sarah. I mean, I'm
you
not
mean
allowed,
because of the coronavirus?
I've been blacklisted. My passport has been.
You mean they're burning
because of the coronavirus?
So
yes.
We all know their numbers are a lie, but you're saying their numbers are a huge lie.
A huge lie. And the Epoch Times came out with a great article about how is China hiding the real COVID-19 death toll? Because 21 million phones vanish. Chinese prone operators lose 21 million subscribers over COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. So the Beijing authorities have said that on March 19th, there have been over 21 million cell phone accounts cancelled. While over the last 3 months, they've had about 840,000 landlines closed in China. So where did all these people go? What happened? Our intel reports say that this is because, I'll leave it for people. Because
tell us. My people want to know.
There are some very eerie reports that deaths of the COVID in China might have contributed to the high number of account closings. But if you didn't already know, the Chinese government requires all Chinese citizens to use their smartphone to generate a health code. Okay, so US-based China Affairs commentator Tang Jiuan told the Epoch Times that the digitization level is very high in China. People can't survive without a cell phone. Dealing with the government for pensions and social security, buying train tickets, shopping, no matter what people want to do, they are required to use cell phones. So he continued adding that the Chinese regime requires all Chinese to use their cell phones to generate a health code. Only with green health code are Chinese allowed to move in China now. It's impossible for a person to cancel his cell phone. So I've got the data here. This is the part that is concerning. It's impossible for a person to cancel his cell phone. So think about this. November 19th, data, 1.6 billion, 957,000 users, 1.6 billion users in China. That was November 19th. From the March 2020 data that we've collected, 1.57 billion. So a drop in 21,300,000. Where did those 21 million go? Chinese landline users, November 2019 data, 190 million users. March 20th data, when the virus started, 189 million. That's a drop of 184,000. So the data is weird, though, because all three major Chinese cell phone carriers saw an uptick in mobile subscribers going into December 2019, but it dropped in a big way in 2020. So where did all this, where did all these people go? That's what hints to us, and as Intel investigators who have risked our lives on the front lines for 20 years, that the death toll is massive in China. And now the second wave is coming even further now. There's going to be another wave that's going to be coming and hitting the shores of Beijing very soon as well.
Okay, let me ask you what their goals would be. Because, okay, we know that the City of London is refocusing their dollars towards China. We know that they actually have billionaires now in China. They're moving more towards a capitalist, kind of a pseudo-capitalism. Is that what's scaring the Communist Party? They want to take all that back and take control. I mean, is this one big honking power grab to stop that movement towards capitalism?
Okay. The Chinese Communist Party's worst fear is its collapse and its exposure. The Chinese Communist Party has dug its own grave. It's an imposter. It has never ruled China legitimately. It's not a government. It's an evil specter that has controlled China for the last 50 years. It came in as an imposter. Communism is an evil specter, no doubt about that. And it's more than capitalism. It's got all the money in the world. It's got the second largest economy in the world, the largest military. It is a superpower. However, what it fears the most, what the communist regime fears the most is its collapse, which is collapsing every single day. The economy collapsed back literally last year. And then the death knell was when Trump put tariffs on it to crash it even more. And then the trade war, China, the communist regime had no choice but to submit to Trump. And two, because it has collapsed politically and socially, the riots, no one believes in the communist regime at all anymore. It's lost its power politically, socially, economically. So what will it do? It needs a power grab. It's got its minions all over the world, from the British government, the members of the British government, to the American government before Hillary Clinton and Obama were very much in cahoots with the communist regime, the World Health Organization, the different worlds, different people around the world, like I said, Davos, the World Economic Forum. They've all been colluding with the communist regime and getting rich off the communist regime's institutionalized slavery system for the last at least 20 years. So it's not about the money, it's about the power, it's about the control, and it's about the complete loss and collapse and exposure of the communist regime's last days that they would do this. And I would also want to allow your audience to contemplate this, is that if the communist regime can wipe out 100 million of its own people within the last 50 years, what makes you think they can't wipe out 20 million of its people now? They're burying the bodies 24/7, whether you are dead or infected. And that's why I'm saying to you is that, I mean, there was a hashtag. Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but there's so much going on. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I've been nonstop off the charts and I'm risking my life. And, you know.
Well, I appreciate you doing this for us. And you said whether they're dead or alive. I have seen reports of people who are infected being burned alive because they just figured they're not going to make it, so they just burn them, and they don't want to waste their resources on them. Now, is it so that, because they have brought a lot of people out of poverty and they have made improvements, and their culture, I'm going to get away from the government right now and talk about their culture of their Eastern medicine and their culture of kind of a community culture. That's really kind of a powerful thing to have that is so rich in history. Now, has that been used against them to take control of them?
You mean the Chinese Communist Party?
Yes.
Okay. The Chinese Communist Party wiped out all those traditional values, cultures, and traditions. China was a divine land. China was the land of the divine. And there's a great show that's circulating across the world. Right now, a lot of the shows are canceled, but I implore your listeners to go see it. It's called Shen Yun Performing Arts. Shen Yun has revived the 5,000 years of myths and legends in a beautiful classical Chinese dance. And they also expose the communist regime's brutal persecution of the spiritual movement Falun Gong. But to answer more of your question as well, if I might add, the spiritual movement of Falun Gong, which we can get into a little bit more, that was the ancient medicine, that was the ancient traditions that brought China back to ancient philosophy of being more truthful and compassionate and tolerant of one another. One out of every 10 Chinese national citizens were practicing this ancient spiritual mind and body practice, were becoming very healthy. Millions of dollars of healthcare costs were being reduced. The suicide rates were going down. People were living longer. Productivity rates in the factories were becoming more successful because of the moral character and the moral fortitude. But because it stood, because the Falun Gong, just like the Tibetans and just like other house Christians and others, stood in stark contrast, and the divine land of China and all that ancient beautiful culture that you just mentioned stands in stark contrast to the evil nature and the demonic atheist nature of the Chinese Communist Party. They want to wipe it out and try to destroy it. And not only destroy it, but kill them for their organs and make a fortune off them in a very carnivorous, capitalistic kind of way. So yes, to answer your question, there is nothing that exists anymore like the divine land before the communists took over. They made it, the communist regime conquered in order to kill the divine land and everything else in China that was ancient and traditional.
Well, they sell it like it's a means for taking care of everyone and making sure everyone rises up. That's how they sell it. Now, in contrast, what do?
Kill, murder, slaughter, destroy, rob people of their dignity, create slaves. The reason why people do not see it is because the communist regime is the master of deception. And that's why I implore your listeners and your viewers to read the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. It is the only book, a book of its kind, that can really target and shows how evil communism is and how evil the Chinese Communist Party is. And the notes and the credible sources, these are unanimous, anonymous sources that came out of China, very high-ranking people, very powerful people. They had enough of the communist regime and wrote this book. And it came into China, was published in 2004, and really has decimated the deception that the communist and the control and the illusion that the Chinese people were in, that the communist regime is great and wonderful. It is a complete lie. It is a complete hoax. And no, they have not done anything good for the Chinese people. How could they? 100 million people wiped out, killing people, cannibalism, starvation, death and destruction, killing their own Chinese citizens, cutting their organs out while alive, raping millions of innocent Chinese girls, force aborting millions of innocent Chinese girls. There's no good about it. And now has infected and unleashed this pandemic, which is not a hoax. It is a terrible, terrible virus that has caused millions of Chinese deaths in China, which is going to come out very soon, even more so. I wanted to hint at it, but I'm going to tell you right now, the death toll is massive.